Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David. I am looking at questions that no Christian can answer, at least according to some atheists who are sharing these around the internet. You can find these questions, be able to comment on them, ask questions at the Facebook group Trust the Bible. Just search for that group there and it will come up pretty quickly. I'd love to have you be a part of the discussion there. I told you yesterday we look at in more detail at this question about other religions. So let me read the question again. It is, why is it that the believers in every other religion in history were wrong despite having the same amount of conviction you do about yours? Yet somehow the one religion you happen to be born into is the correct one. All right, well, there's a lot of problems going on with this. First of all, everyone who is a Christian was not born into the religion. In fact, none of us are. The Bible says that we are all born as sinners. We sin against God. We therefore need God's forgiveness. We need to personally repent and trust in Jesus as our Savior. And that's how you become a Christian. You can't be born into the Christian faith. So that's problem number one I would point out. But secondly, many people have testimonies that they did not come to faith in Christ until they were an adult. They had other religious viewpoints. Some atheists become Christians. Some Muslims become Christians. You can't say that everyone was born into the Christian faith. But nevertheless, maybe the heart of the question is, how can you claim that your religious beliefs are right when other people believe just as strongly that their religious beliefs are right? How can you know that you're right and they're all wrong? Well, there's a number of ways to answer this. First of all, I would say the question applies to you as well. Atheists aren't free from this. You've been influenced by atheists. Maybe you were born into it. I don't know. Maybe you, were pressured into being an atheist when you were in high school or college by, your professors or something along those lines. For whatever reason, though, you're an atheist today, how do you know your beliefs are right? There are many people who believe just as strongly as you that atheism is wrong, So this idea that we can't know truth is mistaken, though. We can know truth. First of all, everyone's not right. Someone is right. Someone is wrong. If Christianity is right, all other religions are wrong. They're not compatible. It cannot be that Jesus is God and rose from the dead, and Jesus is not God and did not rise from the dead. And all other religions outside of Christianity teach that Jesus is not God and did not rise from the dead. We could go over all kinds of other differences. And, it just cannot be true that everyone is right. So we got to start there. Now, the next question is it possible to know truth? I think that this atheist question does make a legitimate point that we need to be a little bit humble about truth. If you are blessed to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's not because you're smarter than everyone who is not a Christian. There's God's grace there that you have been in the right place and had the opportunity to hear the gospel, and we need to be thankful for that and be humble as we approach others. But there are some things about the Christian faith that we can check out, that we can look at the evidence, that we can see it is confirmed by history and by the evidence, whereas we don't have that for other faiths. Atheism, I do not think, is reasonable because of a variety of different evidences I've presented just this week, about where did the universe come from? Where does morality come from? And I could go through countless other questions. You look at other religions like Islam. How do you know if Islam is true or not? Because your parents say it is? Well, how do they know it's true? Well, because, going back further, well, Muhammad says so. Well, how do you know you can trust Muhammad? You can't. There's no real reason to trust Muhammad. You might like the teachings of Islam better than other religions, and that might be your preference, but you have no way of knowing if it's actually true or not. With the Christian faith, our faith is based on the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. These were very public events. These are events we have evidence for. We can examine it. We can evaluate if it's reasonable to believe these things happened or not. We have something we can look at and say, I believe because of the evidence that Christianity is true. Now, I know that's not why most people believe in Christianity. You know, there are some who do, but that most of you listening, if you are a Christian, it is not because you did an extensive study on the history of the resurrection. But what I am saying is, if you have a question about is Christianity true versus some other religion, in Christianity, you can look at the evidence, you can verify it. You can say, oh, you know, there are solid reasons for believing. With other faiths, you don't have that. You have different teachings, and it's a matter of opinion if you prefer them or don't prefer them, but you don't have a way of verifying that they are true. And again, if Christianity is true, then as much as I might sympathize with those who believe strongly in other religions, I can't validate their religions. There's nothing for me to look at to know if they're true. I know Christianity is true, and so therefore, when they teach something contrary to Christianity, it must be false. You know, this is just basic logic. So that's how I can believe that, yes, I'm right, even when all these other religions are wrong, because I've looked at the evidence, and I know there isn't any for these other faiths. All right, let me try to get in another question here. Every Christian assumes some parts of the Bible are metaphorical. How can we tell if something was intended metaphorically or not? Anything obviously false in the Bible you can say is supposed to be metaphorical, like the four corners of the earth. All right, let me explain this question a little bit. I open my Bible, I read in Revelation, for instance, about the four corners of the earth. And if I'm looking at the Bible trying to find a mistake in the Bible, I would say, oh, well, there's a mistake. The earth doesn't have four corners. But if I'm trying to argue that the Bible is true and right, I would say, no, that doesn't prove the Bible's wrong, because that's a metaphor. It's talking about the four directions. It's talking about, you know, it's just an image of the entire earth. It's metaphorical, and therefore the Bible's not wrong. And this person is saying, well, you could do that with anything. In other words, the Bible is not falsifiable, because any problem that comes up with the Bible, you can say it's a metaphor. Well, let me answer that. First of all, obviously there are some metaphors in the Bible. If you hold every piece of literature up to the standard that any metaphorical claim must mean that the whole book is false, what book would be true? Almost any book will at least talk about sunrises and sunsets, which, you know, the earth is actually moving, not the sun. So, you know, there is no such thing as a literal sunrise or sunset. That is a metaphor. So we do know that the Bible is full of metaphors, and we can look at these metaphors and we can evaluate. We can look at background information. We can look at all kinds of things to determine, in the language and the culture at that time, did they view this as metaphorical language, or did they literally believe it is true? You'll find that where the Bible is clearly talking about something that must be metaphorical, that indeed that is how the author intended it. I don't think that this really flies. Secondly, I think that there's plenty of other things you could look at in the Bible to falsify the Bible. The basic story of creation, I think, rings true with what we know about the world and about science. I think when you look at the fact that Jesus died and rose from the dead, it rings true. We have historical evidence for it. If we had historical evidence that the resurrection didn't happen, you just can't get around that. So, the fact is, we know how to read things. And yes, there may be some things in the Bible that it's not clear if it's a metaphor or meant to be taken literally true. And so we can have differences of interpretation. But I see no reason for meaning the Bible is not true, because if that was the standard for everything, then nothing would be true. There are some things where we can turn to science and sources outside of the Bible to clarify what is true. None of those things will ultimately contradict the Bible, because everything in the Bible is true. But sometimes, if you're not sure if something is meant to be a metaphor or literally true, and science shows, you know, one side is right, well, then we know how to interpret the Bible there. You don't hold any other book to that kind of standard, so it doesn't cause any trouble to me to believe in the Bible. Well, we'll look at more questions tomorrow. Until then, remember, you can trust the Bible.